Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
OAN reporter Allison Steinberg joining us, the most controversial lady on their great channel. We're taking your phone calls right now. We'll continue your calls once she's on with us. Jeffy Kennedy called in about Elon Musk and SpaceX. I want to hear about that. Give us your take.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, so I wanted to say that SpaceX is basically, it's a military-industrial complex. It takes billions of dollars for the Department of Defense. I believe he's controlled opposition, a limited hangout. His whole family comes from, you know, transhumanism, aristocracy. And like you said, it's all been allowed. So I think Elon Musk is, I think he's a deceiver. I think he's bad.
So what is the point of him taking over Twitter and actually doing a lot of good things? Just to earn the street cred?
Absolutely, yeah. And you said, I think maybe...
Because they need to build the mega world web that counters China, in his own word, Internet X, act like it's free, get us all on board, pull the rug out from under our feet.
Right. So anyway, I want to make one more point. You always say that you'll own nothing and you'll have nothing, but I think more importantly, they say that you'll have no privacy. And the privacy aspect of it is, so you'll own nothing is not having any property. But more importantly, not having any privacy is how they prevent you from ever having any property again. And without property, we can never challenge their power again.
That's right. You can never organize your own business, your own system, anything that starts forming that is in competition to them. These regulators are shut down. That's what the censorship really is surveillance. Surveillance is censorship. Censorship is surveillance. And you saw the press secretary, I played it first hour. She goes, we've got to watch everyone closer and not let them involve in hate speech. So it's really the rolling out of the surveillance state that's already there. It's the legitimizing of it. Great point. Thank you, Jeff. All right, Steve in Nevada. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great. I'm just sitting here starting my day with some Wake Up America coffee, souped up with a little espresso. Anyway, I'm out here in the beautiful state of Nevada. Anyway, you wanted to talk about Elon Musk. I don't want to talk about Michael Jackson. Let's talk about Elon Musk. Elon Musk, do we really know more than, okay, I saw him on Joe Rogan a few years ago talking about when he went to the White House to talk to Obama. Now, and he said Obama didn't want to talk nothing about AI. Now, tell me something. Has Elon Musk, how many times has this guy been in the White House? How many presidents has he gone through? It doesn't matter who the president is. They give this guy money to do things, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that tells you right there Elon Musk is in it for Elon Musk.
Well, and that means if they're giving him money, he's kicking it back to them.
Yeah.
He is mobbed up. He is green lit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. So, you know, I listened to what you wanted to talk about, and I said, yeah, I like that. Now, this guy, his family got thrown out of Canada, right, for trying to start some, like, socialist communist party or something?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that being said, has this guy, do we know if this guy has any ties to the Future World Leaders program, like Tulsi Gabbard and Trump's daughter and Hillary Clinton's daughter and so many other people that you would say, I mean, you could believe Hillary Clinton's daughter, but I mean, I believe that a lot of people in our government are tied into this Future World Leaders program, even if they're a minion. Now, what's Elon Musk's tie to that? Because for him to come out on Twitter, like you just said, talking about the New World Order and it's a tyrannical, I'm not buying that. I think that's a smokescreen, and I think that this cat, I have no respect for. You know, it seems like he gets all his money to build this.
No, I agree. He's backed by the heart of the power structure while claiming he's battling it. We should all watch our backs.
Oh, and by the way, this X2 is phenomenal. I recommend it to everybody. I've been taking it for a couple of years now. You got to be careful with it, but, man, it's good stuff. One more point here with Elon Musk. You know, a friend of mine turned me on to this girl that he had a kid with, Grimes or Grimes, her name is.
Yeah,
are you familiar?
Yeah, big devil worshiper.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm getting from it. So I'm a musician, and she's her music's pretty interesting. But the whole underlying tone of what's behind what I see with Elon Musk. After seeing him on Joe Rogan a couple years ago, I thought they were sitting there smoking cigars and drinking.
We're out of time, brother. We got to go. Call back again. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Super Mel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Finally, another theory proven to be true regarding COVID by none other than Bill Gates himself.
It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, you know, this, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
Darn globalist Gates is only 2 years, a wrecked economy, and 225 million vaccines too late when he finally admits that maybe the panic and terror of COVID-19 was not warranted. And we're just supposed to accept that, and we're just supposed to, you know, let it all go. That the smartest people, the best doctors, and the most intelligent scientists had nothing to do with any of this. If I, Malibu conspiracy theorist Barbie, put all of this together at the start of COVID using my own eyes and ears and just a little bit of common sense, why did it take Bill Gates, who is supposedly much smarter than I, 2 years to come to the same conclusion? Well, the answer is because globalist Gates and all of his elite friends are far more demonic and sinister than any conspiracy theorist. At the end of the day, conspiracy theorists or realists just want to be told the truth. We're searching for real answers. Can you blame us for considering that it benefits elite establishment members to only give their version of the truth? And the narratives they go along with are the ones that generate the most profit. As the corporate media conglomerate NBC just ran a story encouraging parents to keep vaccinating their kids, even sharing this graphic that advises them to stay away from unvaccinated people. Will the insanity and mind games never end? Guys, we already established the vaccine doesn't stop anyone from transmitting COVID. So why is the mainstream media recycling outdated talking points? Well, my guess is because they know they can keep scaring people and no one is going to say anything. That liberals outright love killing babies. Yes, between abortions, forced vaccinations at birth, formula shortages courtesy of Biden, it's no secret that these mentally deranged leftists are coming for your kids. We've been warning about it for years, only to be met with denial from the left. According to them, abortion is a constitutional right, and life doesn't begin until the child is out of the womb. They attempt to casually sweep their obsession with literally murdering children under the rug in the name of choice. On the off chance you're uncertain about the presence of evil and the capacity of its influence upon our society, if you still need proof that liberals are sick demons who thrive on the thought of death, boy, do I have... If we continue to sit by idly and watch our nation crumble from the inside out. We used to have men that were both strong physically and mentally. Men who were willing to go to war and fight for our country to protect the freedoms that each and every one of us are so blessed to have. But now? Now we have a dwindling military with recruitment numbers lower than Joe Biden's approval rating. And a society full of low testosterone soy boys that willingly muzzle themselves to drive alone in their cars. If we continue to bend the knee in an effort to appease the masses and bury our heads in the sand because we don't want to be political or ruffle any feathers, then we will continue to witness America and all of her beauty devolve into an unrecognizable state of destruction and devastation. America is a...
Well, that's just a few clips of Alison Steinberg. We've had her on as a guest. Owen has 4 years or so. I've had her on a few times, and she's really doing a great job at One American News Network. It's been under such attack. You can find her show daily at Alison at Large at OANN.com. And we're going to cover the waterfront here. So much to break down. The Balenciaga situation, Yee West, Trump, Twitter, Elon, free speech, Elon's refusal to reinstate yours truly, WEF, World ID, China revolts, what is really happening there, a battle of good versus evil, and so much more. We've got some big Balenciaga news that just broke. Turns out their parent company sells pedophile dolls. I don't even want to show these things on air. They're on InfoWars.com. The horror just gets worse and worse. Child sex dolls for pedophiles. And it gets worse. I don't know if we can even show this. Wow, Alison Steinberg, congratulations on being a grassroots reporter a few years ago. And now, I tell you, I mean, I watch a lot of OAN, a lot of great people there, but you're knocking it out of the park, and you've gotten the globalists at the highest levels upset at you, coming after you on a daily basis. So congratulations, and great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's truly an honor to be here, and to have your support means the world. You are such an inspiration. You're doing such incredible work, and it really means so much to me that you are so welcoming to have me back on your program. So thank you.
We'd love to have you all the time. So where do you want to start? What would you call the state of the world right now? The censorship, the attacks. You sent me a lot of great points. I sent you an email and said, please come on and tell us topics you want to hit. These are exactly the topics I would have wanted to hit. What do you want to dive into first?
Well, I mean, you just talked about the breaking news on Balenciaga with the pedophile Bears, the parent company that has that. I mean, I've been doing so much research on this Balenciaga saga that it seemingly is never ending. And I actually heard about
that
one.
It gets worse. It's not the pedo bears or the child porn documents. This is child-sized sex dolls. This just broke. Side issue. Let's go back to Balenciaga. What do you make of that?
It is just disturbing beyond belief. I just can't even believe it's real. To know that so many big name celebrities and so many different companies are involved with this is just, it rattles me to my core. But with that being said, I think perhaps this is what we needed to happen to wake everyone up. I don't know why it took this long, but it seems like this is actually rattling some Democrats finally. I thought COVID would be the breaking point for everyone, but apparently it wasn't. So maybe this is some way that can get through to the minds of the masses.
You just thrilled to the heart, and I briefly said this last weekend, but I meant to cover it more. For some reason, this Balenciaga, bigger than Epstein, as big as it's this somehow finally woke people up.
Yes, it did, and that's why it's so important. That's why we must, it's our job, you and me, Alex, to get to the bottom of this and find all the ties and all the connections and call out every single person that is responsible for perpetuating this and their involvement in this, because this is how we get through to people. For some reason, the masses worship these stupid celebrities who do nothing but get themselves involved in this mess, and it's time that we put an end to this. I mean, people need to wake up to what's really happening. We need to stop putting our faith into these worthless people who are all part of this evil cabal and get to the root of the problem. And I think that you and I can do that. I mean, it's a lot to uncover here, but I think we have a good start with everything going on.
I agree with you. Since you bring up Balenciaga, let's go ahead. Its parent company owns a production company that makes child-sized, anatomically correct children dolls of toddlers, little boys and girls up to age 10. And get this, they have human genitals for faces.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, where does it end? How these people are just sick beyond belief. And it's not just these high-up celebrities that, you know, we think that we're so distant from. It's people that are running our districts, like Adam Schiff. He's involved with this. I don't know how much you know about the Standard Hotel, but there was one in West Hollywood, California, and he's got ties to this, all of these big name celebrities, but it even trickles down to people running our cities. So I think there's a lot of deep diving that we need to do here, and there's a lot more than meets the eye, especially with this new news that you're just telling me about. I mean, I've seen some of these designers have heads of humans on their dinner tables. I mean, Kim Kardashian is just a straight demon. This mimics the book that was on the table, the Michael Borman's book. I mean, they're just telling you outright what they're doing. They're not secretive about it. They're not even trying to hide it. They want you to know because that's part of their ritualistic satanic cult worshiping, is that they have to tell you what's going on.
Well, that was my next question. Why are they coming out in the open right now?
I think it's part of the satanic ritual that they partake in to tell the people what they're doing. They can't get away with it by keeping it a secret, which they have done for many years. But they've, you know, dropped subtle hints in here and there. This time they're coming forward. They're being abundantly clear. And I think it's because our world is at a breaking point. I mean, I think there's so many different things happening between the war with Russia and Ukraine and COVID and China and all these things. I mean, it seems like we're kind of at a breaking point here and the end of the, it feels like the end of the world to me. I don't know about you. I think you probably agree. But I think it's, you know, they're coming out in full force. It's very clear that, you know, evil is very real and they're just telling you because they have to. It's part of their ritual.
I agree. Allison Steinberg, stay right there. I want to talk about the Twitter situation, Elon Musk, the WEF, the China situation, and the war that OAN's been in as they've tried to shut you guys down when you guys exploded to the top of the charts in the last few years. We'll be right back with Allison at Large. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After a month on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Steinberg, Allison at Large on the great OAN, and she's here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Been following her work for years when she was just an independent reporter on the street on Owen Schroyer's show, and here she is. She's really got the elite's attention. They're really scared of her. That's why we love her even more. Let's talk about Elon Musk. What do you really think's going on with him? Doing a lot of great stuff, coming out saying they're going to expose government control of Twitter, going to stand up to communist China, going to support the protests, going to cut back on the pedophilia. He's really been trying that, but simultaneously coming out and demonizing myself and others. What's your women's intuition, but also just your analysis say about Elon Musk?
Yeah, Alex, I would love to trust Elon. I really would. And I had, you know, little faith when I started seeing him crack down on, taking out the Antifa accounts, cracking down on the child exploitation, the sex trafficking, all of that stuff. It's great. But my intuition is telling me that he is not who we think he is. And the fact that he refuses to reinstate you really just gets me. I know that you have your reasoning as to why that may be. I'm sure there's other things at play that, you know, may not be super clear to those of us on the outside. But at the end of the day, if he's really for free speech, then he should absolutely 100% without question reinstate you. I hate the fact that he gave some personal excuse as to why he refused to reinstate you. And then when it boils down to it, the whole reason why you were banned from Twitter is for a completely separate reason. So his logic there completely does not add up. And, you know, I can't help but feel that this is maybe, there's maybe a more sinister agenda at play. Perhaps he's doing all the things that us conservatives want him to do to get us all on his side. And then eventually he's going to usher in his tyrannical, evil globalist plan to chip us. I mean, he's no stranger to making it known that he wants to put chips in our brains, Neuralink. I mean, it's just, it's very sketchy to me, and I don't know that he can truly be trusted.
Absolutely. I want to be clear, because I've seen your show, you've talked about it. We're not for taking Antifa accounts down for their free speech being communist dirtbags. When they called for firebombing and tried to direct people to blow up Tesla headquarters in Silicon Valley and in Austin, Texas, as they did last week, he banned them. That's not protected free speech. If I got on air, hypothetically, which I'm not saying, it's the last thing I'd want, I said, go blow up the Texas Capitol. I shouldn't just be tagging off Twitter. A SWAT team should be in a truck on its way, because I'm reaching millions of people saying, blow up the Texas Capitol. Hypothetically, didn't say that. Again, that's right. A direct call to violent action. That's not protected.
Yes, absolutely. And if I may, Antifa is obviously extremely violent. I'm not saying take down their accounts just because they're Antifa, but when they've been, you know, no stranger to violence. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, I used to be on the streets independently reporting. I would go to many of these protests, many of these events, which were completely peaceful, like legitimately peaceful, not some liberal diluted version of peaceful, but we were nothing but truly peaceful. And these crazy psychopaths would show up, cause violence, incite violence, actually physically harm people.
Well, that's right. They inherently say they're anti-free speech, and they organize violence publicly. That's illegal.
Exactly. And they should be monitored. They should be watched. They do deserve to have their account suspended because this has gone on for far too long. They've gotten away with literal violence, sending out death threats. I mean, I'm sure you guys get this all the time, but I get death threats almost weekly. They send
They threaten me in my face. I've seen the videos of them threatening you. Yeah.
Of course. And they've even gone as far as sending mail to my workplace. I mean, how uncomfortable and unsettling is that for me? So, yes, these people.
They're a terrorist. They're an anti-American, anti-freedom terror group. So all freedoms are protected as long as it hurts somebody else. But when you openly try to overthrow everybody's freedom, then you get outlawed, which is what the Democratic Party and the whole deep state's doing.
Exactly. And they're working for them, ultimately. And so I do love that Elon is taking action there because it is necessary. And they've gone on for far too long getting away with this nonsense that just should not be tolerated.
Well, you know, they say talk show hosts are supposed to be decisive, but I'm very decisive 99% of the time. That's why I'm asking listeners. I'm asking you. I think the jury's out. I love a lot of what Elon's doing. That's why I'm so torn by the bad things he does. Gut level, what do you think he really is?
I mean, I think he told us who he was this past Halloween, dressing up as Baphomet. I mean, what more do we need to see of all costume choices? That? Really? I mean, come on. I think, you know, he's deceiving us. I would love to believe him, but I think conservatives are often very quick to jump to find some hero or find a leader that we can all flock to and think that, you know, he's going to come to save us and rescue us from this nightmare that we've been living the past several years. But I think we need to really hone in and focus on what's important, which is, you know, the new world order, the globalist attack on us and our freedoms. And we need to look at the bigger picture here and stop, you know, giving all of our power and hope away to people that may not have our best interest at heart.
You mean we might not want to trust a guy that's the devil's champion?
Yes, precisely.
So is he just the biggest?
Can you trust him?
I don't. Is he just a mega troll, or what is he really?
I think he's working for the globe. I think he may be an undercover globalist myself. I mean, he's got all the connections. It's the perfect psyop, right? He got the liberals under his thumb with the Teslas, right? And he's clearly for the electric vehicles, which is part of the New World Order, to get everyone on an EV so they can ultimately control you and track you and trace you. So he normalized that with Teslas. Now everyone's got a Tesla, even conservatives. I don't know about you, but I never want to drive an EV. I don't want anyone in control of that. And I think that it could go that far. I think that he's, you know, quietly bouncing around from party to party to convince people that he's the good guy. And in the end, I don't know. I think he could be the evil globalist that we should all actually fear. I mean, I don't get a good.
No, I totally agree. And back last week when I was wanting to get you on the show, that was the main clip. And I didn't send the clip to the crew, so it's my fault. But a while back ago, you showed the smart meters, how they were controlling the thermostat in your house, how it knew when you were in your house. It admitted that. And now it turns out governments are using them to control people and spy on people. You got made fun of by the national media, but they admit the smart meters are surveilling us.
They absolutely are. And shortly after that video, after I got attacked and demonized by the left for trying to expose that, which, by the way, you had an amazing segment on that probably several decades ago about micro dust or something. I can't remember the specific name, but these little particles that are installed into technology so they can track you and monitor you. And that's exactly what this device is doing. And sure enough, just weeks after I made that video, all of these people in Colorado came forward in the middle of a heat wave when their thermostats were completely shut off because the government is controlling you. They're not allowing you to have them on. It's just like we saw with Newsom here saying, oh, you have to limit your power usage from this hour to this hour. They're slowly ushering in the full government totalitarian takeover, and this is how they do it, step by step, piece by piece, and they've got people believing that you're in control, it's your home, it would never do that to you, it just makes your life easier, it's all in the name of convenience, right? But no, they really want to spy on you, track you, monitor you, and ultimately shut you down when you want to have control over your own life.
But they can't shut you up, and there's so many other amazing people like you that have popped up the last few years. I want to come back and talk about you as a private business owner, why you got involved a few years ago, why you stood up, and now what you're doing. You're a great role model for us all. Allison Steinberg, one of the top hosts now out of the gates on OAN, Allison at Large, just incredible and so exciting to have her on. And she is certainly alive and not reading off a teleprompter, and that scares the New World Order something big time. We'll also look at China, the model of control, and get her take on what's happening currently there. Now, big tech's been supporting it. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts with every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm really glad that Project Veritas did this. It just broke. It's on InfoWars.com. Owen Schroeder will be covering it 3 p.m. Central today. But we went down there last year, the year before last, and this year, and we showed the human smuggling of even babies being handed over to random people. And we got it all on tape. And people are like, whatever. But Project Veritas does it undercover with a DHS whistleblower, and it's huge. And I'm not in competition with them. That's great. But our reports back at the time were incredible. We sent an undercover police officer locally who was working with us in to the main migrant center, and they had private men there with white vans getting little kids with no documentation and then just disappearing into the country. Well, now it just broke. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services whistleblower reveals tax dollars spent to put children, quote, in the hands of criminals. Says government complicit because we don't get sued by traffickers. Migrant child, my family sponsor, would pimp me to men. Children as young as two. It's all on video. So what I want the crew to do is to go back to us trying to stop the smuggling car. The guy coming out confronting us saying, I'm going to teach these young girls the way of the Lord. Super creepy. Or what an undercover cop said, because no one cares when we actually break it ahead of time. Everybody cares later when somebody else breaks it, which is great. We love Project Veritas and we love James O'Keefe, but I'm just saying, we don't just have the whistleblowers. We have the damn video of it happening. The woman over and over again at the airport handing six-month-old babies, year-old babies, people saying, here, with no documentation, the baby just is handed to people and disappears. We have the footage. Unbelievable. Absolutely insane. Going back to Alison Steinberg, I want to get into China and what's happening over there and incredible carnage and lockdowns and where you see that going. But what do you make of it just openly coming out that the commodity, the thing that runs this whole New World Order, is children and sex slavery? Well, I mean, what is going on? How widespread is this?
I mean, it just seems like it's everywhere. It's unavoidable. I mean, from what you just said with this new Project Veritas news, Savannah Hernandez recently broke a similar story of what's going on at the border. I mean, it just doesn't end. And now this Balenciaga stuff, I mean, it's all seemingly intertwined. And the fact that, you know, this is happening should concern everyone. As I said earlier, this could be the key that awakens everyone. And it is absolutely devastating that this is happening. But maybe this is what people need. I don't know what more. I mean, we see the people in China who are absolutely revolting because of these insane draconian lockdowns from COVID. I mean, is that what we had that happen here? I mean, not nearly as bad as what's going on in China, but
no, they tried it here. I mean, Fauci's even praising it.
Right. He's praising it. You know, Klaus Schwab is saying that China is the model for how we should run everything. It's just disturbing beyond belief. I don't know why, when the lockdowns were happening here, people were not out in the streets revolting. I mean, I was on the ground trying to get people rallied up, obviously peacefully. But the fact that it's not happening, and it's not happening here, but it is in China, I don't know what to make of that. It's quite amazing to me that people in a literal communist country can get up and stand up and rise up and combat the tyranny that is taking over. Why do we need to let that happen here? Is this what we need to happen with all of this child exploitation, sex trafficking, insanity? Is that what we need to have people out in the streets revolting like the people in China? Because it seems to me people here are way too complacent. We are way too distracted with all of this nonsense scrolling and swiping away on our phones. Wake up. There is just tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. If people in China can do this, where are we?
Wow. And when we look at this, people said you support Trump or DeSantis. I'm nothing against Trump or DeSantis. I like them both. I'm not worried about them. I'm not looking for a political solution. We, the people, have to start saying no and getting aggressive legally and lawfully and confronting this. And I think that's really the answer.
Absolutely. And the fact that people are so hung up on Trump versus DeSantis, I mean, why? If we got our last election stolen, then how on earth can we even be looking to 24 when 20 has not been resolved? There's no point in even bickering about that, because there are so many issues from previous years that are still unsettled. And as we just saw in Arizona, it's the trend is continuing. I mean, there's no hope for a better tomorrow if we can't fix yesterday. And I don't understand why people don't seem to get that or what more needs to be done. But I think we really need to refocus on that. And that's something I wish Trump would step up and talk about, too, because, you know, he's announced his run for 24, which is great. But what is he going to do to resolve 2020? And how can we count on him winning 24 if the last election was stolen?
So Allison, how do you see all this not ending, but what's the next phase? Look at all the forces coming together, good and bad, and also apathetic. All these forces coming together, gut level, what do you see happening next?
Yeah, it's a really interesting time because, you know, with the MAGA movement and with Trump before the stolen election, I feel like the conservatives were extremely united. I mean, myself being out there in the streets, at the rallies, at the protests, being amongst the masses of people. I mean, there were thousands of people who flew in from out of state, who drove hours to join these events. And it was just this incredible feeling that I had never felt in my life. I mean, it just brought so much joy and unity. And that is the energy I think we need to focus on bringing back, because now everyone is so divided. We have all of these different people intertwining and getting in the middle of some of a movement that should be, you know, trumping all else. There's people like Elon Musk and Trump and DeSantis and yay, West, and of course all of the Democrats who are interjecting as well. But I think it's really a bigger picture plan to keep us all divided, because they saw how strong the MAGA movement was and that terrified them. And I think we really need to focus on, you know, getting together and not letting these sick people divide us, because our unity is what is the only hope of overcoming this. I mean,
I agree. We shouldn't get obsessed with personalities. We should be issue based. And then we're based on issues like lower energy costs, secure borders, stepping up against child exploitation, sex slavery, standing up for a strong currency. Just bedrock issues is what we need to judge people by.
Exactly. It comes down to basic common sense. And we need a common sense representative who can, you know, stop the division and get us all together on one side, because it really should be a nonpartisan issue. All these things that are happening with the border crisis, the drugs infiltrating, I mean, just the money laundering left and right. It should be a non-issue, but clearly it is. Everything's been so politicized, and we need someone that can truly bring us together and work on resolving the issues of the past. Otherwise, there is no future.
Well, you talk about the battle of good versus evil. I mean, that's really what this is.
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, I think, you know, as we were just talking about, these leaders try to come in, and that's great. Obviously, we need someone to lead the movement, so to speak. But at the end of the day, I think it's important for us to remember that no one is going to save us. The best that we have is each other and this time here on earth that we've been so blessed to have. And we need to remember that Jesus is the only person that's going to save us. So we need to get right with Jesus. We need to think about what really matters here. We need to stop getting caught up in these little tiffs with one another. And we need to unite and come together with love, because love trumps all. And I think we need to kind of restore the faith that our country was founded upon.
I totally agree. You know, I asked you this before the last segment ended, and we didn't get to that. We come back. Talk about yourself, because you're a really interesting person. You're a role model for others. Just a few years ago, you're a private citizen, own your business, you're upset about the lockdowns, the tyranny. You get engaged, and now you've got one of the top shows on OAN, reaching millions of people every single week. I want to talk about that, but where is the best place for everybody to find you that wants to find your show, find the clips?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Alex. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Allison's Rage Page. That's Allison with one L. And you can find all of my shows on our website at OANN.com. Go to the shows tab and click on Allison at Large. We're also on Rumble as well.
Well, it's beautiful. Everything you're doing is amazing, and it's so exciting. And I can't wait to see who the next big crop of patriots is, because every one of us they try to suppress, 10 more pop up, 100 more pop up, and that is so incredibly exciting. Allison Steinberg, final segment straight ahead. Then another amazing lady from Australia leading the fight against tyranny there. She'll be hosting coming up in the...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming up in an hour and 13 minutes, Owen Schroyer takes over the War Room, and he's going to be covering big time this video that we've now watched that's been posted to Infowars.com for Project Veritas. This DHS whistleblower is powerful, how they're selling children directly into sex slavery. The Senate report also confirms that, but this is an eyewitness to it. This just, for any parent particularly, just shakes your very core that this is what the Democratic-controlled government is doing by design. These people are pedophiles. They are Satanists. They are the scum of the earth. Alison Steinberg, let's talk about you, because I saw you a few years ago on Owen. You've been a guest with me sometime. Follow your work. And then, boom, you're on OAN doing a great job. You're an example to others to get involved and get engaged. Tell us about your trajectory and what got you politically awakened and involved.
Well, I can't start without thanking you, Alex, for having me on and giving me a platform, because that has certainly helped amplify my voice. So I just want to say thank you for that. And, of course, all of your hard work for waking up so many people, because you are a huge reason as to why I am where I am today. So thank you so much for that. But, Alex, I got to be honest with you. It primarily started for me during the height of the COVID stuff. I mean, I was an independent business owner. I was a makeup artist working in Hollywood in the thick of the, just in the belly of the beast. I mean, it was disgusting. And as time was progressing and I was seeing all of these, you know, things become so liberal, I wasn't even really involved with politics at the time, but I saw men coming in wanting to get their makeup done. And I'm just like, this is not okay. I can't really deal with this. And then COVID hit, and all of my hard work, my 10 years of building up my own business, just went out the door because my business was shut down. I had no option to work. Independent contractors got completely screwed out of the deal. I was getting no money, and it left me with a whole lot of time to do my own research and figure out what was going on here. So I have to thank COVID for the massive wake-up call. But it was then that I, you know, put my foot down. I wasn't going to stand for it. I wasn't going to let the government and Gavin Newsom tell me what I can and can't do. I started taking my clients again. I got involved in my community. I was fortunate enough to meet an incredible group of people who were very like-minded, who were shockingly in Los Angeles. I mean, who even knew there were conservatives there. But it all pushed me to, you know, get more in touch with who I truly am, what my beliefs are, what I stand for, what I will and will not tolerate. And it was so empowering. It was an incredible time of my life. That eventually led me to meet Jess Weber of Weber's Way, which is where I started my boots on the ground independent reporting. And I would go out onto the streets and get people to weigh in on current issues and the COVID stuff because I was just baffled. You know, I wanted to see what other people thought, where they stood, why they thought what they thought, why they were wearing 7 masks. I mean, I just found it fascinating for no reason other than my own personal interest. So Jess Weber was so kind to give me that platform to start interviewing people on the streets. That got a little bit of traction, and it was great insight to see, you know, where people stood and why they thought what they thought. And eventually I just kept speaking out. I made videos. You probably remember my Starbucks video that got a bit of viral attention. I was in my own car trying to order a drink in a Starbucks drive-thru, and the idiot working the cashier told me that he was unable to hand me my drink unless I was wearing a mask in my own vehicle. So I told him that's ridiculous. I'm absolutely not putting a mask on. And he ultimately told me, well, I can hand you a mask. And I said, I'm sorry, what? You can hand me a mask, but you can't hand me my drink? How does that make any sense? And his brain was just baffled. So that was a huge wake-up call for a lot of people. Shockingly, as funny as the video was, it ultimately got people thinking and, you know, started allowing people to use their brains for the first time since all of the COVID stuff happened. I had so many people message me saying, thank you for your common sense approach. This is ridiculous. It even woke up people who weren't really political or identified more with the Democrat side of things. So after that video happened, it allowed me to realize that I just, me, this, you know, little person from LA and this big, small fish in a big sea, could have that much of an impact and could actually drive a point home to a mass audience. It was just so inspiring and uplifting, and it pushed me to want to continue to speak out. I felt it was my civic duty to do so because I couldn't just sit idly by watching the corruption take over, and I knew that I needed to do this, and I felt like it was my calling because my old life working in makeup with Hollywood and celebrities, it no longer meant anything to me, and I knew how disgusting these people were. So I felt it was more important to come out and speak up and speak out. And from there, I've just met so many incredible people, and I think that that has continued to inspire me, meeting people like Matt Baker, who I know you've had on your show several times. There's a great group of freedom fighters here in San Diego who are working tirelessly to get our message out and to host events to get more people involved. And it just brings me so much joy to know that there are so many like-minded people that are working so hard every single day to keep up this fight and to keep going during these rather difficult times. And I think that we all need to be better about that. And it just goes to show that if I can do it, so can everyone else. So I truly encourage everyone to start speaking up if they have not already and share your message, because you never know who you could influence.
Well, that's right. And again, I remember meeting with a top globalist one time, and they said, you don't get it. The public's going to adapt to being slaves, not adapt to overcome like you think. But no, we're not like animals. We have a choice about our environment. We have a soul. We can choose to overcome it and defeat it, or choose to submit to it. And you've chosen not to submit to it. You've chosen to overcome it. And they're so scared of independent people like you and your voice and where you've come in just 2 years. I mean, it's nothing but a pure success story. But I see your stuff everywhere. You're reaching millions and millions of people a week now. And I see Media Matters, Democratic Party attack you, national news. They are so scared of you. But people should see their attacks on you as a badge of certification that you're good. But you don't need to have that certification. People know you're good. You're saying truthful things.
Absolutely. And I think that's all what it boils down to, is just speaking the truth. Who cares how the media spins it? And like you said, it is a badge of honor, in my opinion. The more they attack me, the more it means to me that I am doing something right. So I think that is the ultimate message, obviously, is truth. That's why we are all here. We just want to know the truth. And I think that that is a message that can resonate with so many people, regardless of where you stand politically. If we just want to know the truth, and what's so dangerous about that? I mean, obviously, they don't want us knowing the truth, but I think we can all come together for the purpose of finding the truth. And I think we all need to work together to help get the truth out and expose the corruption that's happening in every facet of our lives.
Well, you're right. This is such a historic time. And it's really a time for choice to decide who we're going to be. And as bad as things are, we didn't cause all this evil, but it's our job to counter it. And so people shouldn't see this as, oh, a job, or, oh, it's terrible, and, oh, it's insurmountable. It's invigorating, in my experience. It's empowering to challenge this. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but over time, you get stronger, evil gets weaker. I think that's really my message.
Absolutely. And I know you know that better than everyone. I mean, it is exhausting. It is daunting. I mean, being caught up in the news cycle every day definitely has its pros and cons. I mean, we are very informed, obviously, but, you know, it can get a little depressing, but that's life. You know, it's our job to cover this. It's our job to be here for all of these breaking stories and to shed light on what's happening, because at the end of the day, people need to know. And obviously the mainstream media is doing a very poor job at getting that message out there. So I find it invigorating as well. I think it's an incredible time to be alive. It's just a rare and unique opportunity that so few people get to have. And I just think that we need to keep working together to continue getting the message out there, because there is never enough truth. I mean, we get censored every opportunity they get. Now with Elon, you know, who knows where that's going to go. But I do feel like we are breaking through, and we are, you know, making major waves in the whole grand scheme of it all.
Well, that's why, as much as I want to criticize Elon, I'm so happy by what he's doing. He really is freeing up Twitter to a great extent. And if one big tech platform is quasi-free, they've all got to go that way. Instead, they want to just unify the censorship, act like it's normal, get us all to submit to it. So that's why I'm so frustrated by Elon, because I want to root for him. I want to support him. So I think we just support what he's doing, what's good, call him out where he's bad, and just keep moving forward.
Absolutely. I think that's the best we can do right now. You know, definitely proceed with caution due to the things that we've discussed earlier. But I do think for the time being, he is doing good work. He is, you know, letting us speak freely. I mean, I don't know about you, Alex. He's still got some work to do in that department. But for the vast majority of us, we are breaking through. We are, you know, actually having our messages seen. People are going viral for the first time that never even were on the map, which I think is incredible, and it is a good testimony as to what's happening here. I have to give him credit where credit is due,
right,
as long as he keeps up the good work.
Absolutely. Well, freedom's popular. Allison Steinberg, amazing job. When does your next show air at 0 a.m.?
I'm on daily every single day. The show airs at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and you can also watch it anytime back on Rumble.
So that's 6 p.m. Mountain, that's 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Atlantic?
8 p.m. Eastern. I'm so bad with the time, so forget
me. No, me too. 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. All right, you're awesome. And listen, let's not wait a year until you're back on. Anytime you've got breaking news, contacts, we'd love to get you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Alex. And everyone, get X3. It's my favorite product. You're amazing. Keep up the great work.
Oh, you're awesome. Wow, what a great lady. All right, I'll do a few more minutes and hand the baton to the next host. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.